So, when God tells you, I've sent you on an impossible project, but don't worry, I am with you. What does it mean to you? I've been arguing, it all depends on your view of God. When you know a loving God, and then he says he'll be with you, and then at the same time, you know omnipotent, all-powerful God. He is loving, he's omnipotent, omnipotent. Then in the same time, you know he's omniscient, all-knowing. Because he's loving, he will not allow you to collapse in the project. Because he's important, Pharaoh is no match for him. He can handle Pharaoh, even 10 Pharaohs put together. You can't, but God can. Because he's omnipotent. Because he's an omniscient, all the decisions you have to make along the way, he'll give you the wisdom. Once you know that that is a God who is going with you. My friend, like Moses, you will cooperate. You start on your journey, not knowing very well that you are no match for the task, but knowing that you have God with you. And I think that's really what we need to be doing every time we sense God's call and there's something we are going through that is impossible. Let's go back to this Moses story and say, do you hear God saying, yes, I know the task is impossible, but I'm going to be with you. And knowing that God is going to be with you, which God? There are many gods. Many, every tribe has a God. Which God? Is it Jehovah or some other limited deity? Let's go to Jehovah.